The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Bob Blake, who is the founder of SolarBear.Earth, which is a solar installation company based in Minnesota. And Bob was also recently featured in a Rolling Stone magazine article about how Native American-owned companies are creating new ways to move away from using fossil fuels, 3 years after the historic anti-pipeline protests in North Dakota. And Robert is also a member of Minnesota's Red Lake Band of Ojibwe Indians. And Bob, how are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Matt? Thanks for having me. Appreciate this.
Sure. No, it's great to be speaking with you, especially just as this article came out in Rolling Stone. But we'll get to that in a little bit here in this interview. But first, let's start at the top and tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background.
Yeah. So my name is Robert Blake. I am a tribal member of the Red Lake Band of Ojibwe Indians, which is located in northern Minnesota. I am also currently, I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, which is the capital city of the state of Minnesota, and I am running for political office for the city council in Ward 5. I'm also just completed my graduate degree in the MAPL program at Metropolitan State University, which stands for Masters of Advocacy and Political Leadership. And also I have my undergrad from Metropolitan State University and have an associate from Minneapolis Community and Technical College and with a certificate in American Indian Studies. I'm also a small business owner of Solar Bear, which is a solar installation company located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which is right across the river from us. We like to call ourselves the Twin Cities. And yeah, just very passionate about the environment, social justice advocate. And I guess you could say that, you know, I'm just really, really interested in seeing how we could spread renewable energy throughout the country, and especially in tribal nations.
Outstanding. Awesome. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Tell us about some of the services that you offer through Solar Bear.
Yes. So we right now are currently involved in a project in Red Lake, in Red Lake Tribal Nation, where we are installing solar on top of the buildings there. So it would be the tribal college, the schools, and then eventually with the casinos. So currently what we're trying to do essentially is our hope and our imagination is that we create what is called a microgrid. And then off of that microgrid, we see the possibility of creating an energy company. And so it would be something like Red Lake Energy. Okay. And what that in turn will do is I'm hoping that we then could create these on all of the tribe in the state of Minnesota. And then with having all of those tribes all together with their own energy companies, well, then what we could do then after that is create what we would call a tribal utilities commission. And then from there, you know, I think that this could be a model and this could be a roadmap for all of the, you know, 590 tribes, 600 tribes in the United States to follow. So Solar Bear, you know, is just one of many, you know, solar companies, you know, and I'm sure there's other native owned solar companies out there, but we're really just trying to, I guess, create this idea that we could expand and hopefully inspire other native entrepreneurs and other people to get involved in renewable energy.
That's awesome. Yep. Perfect segue into, you know, the Rolling Stone magazine article. It was a fascinating read and really awesome, you know, especially 3 years after the protests in North Dakota. And you're actually quoted in the article saying that solar energy is spreading like wildfire through tribal nations right now. And that's great. We'd love to hear more about that. I know you kind of touched upon that with kind of the vision. And based on the article and what you just said, it is spreading, right?
Yeah, that is correct, actually. You know, I think what we're seeing is we're seeing this opportunity where, I mean, I was kind of looking at some numbers in my own tribe, and I think we send about $25 million off the reservation each year to the local utility company, the local energy company. And I was thinking that's got to be, you know, that is either more or less around the country with all of our tribes. And what really got me thinking about this was, what if we put $25 million back into our own community? Okay. What would that look like? And how powerful would that be? What kind of jobs, what kind of environment could we create for our communities, which predominantly have been kind of, you know, under the poverty line? So my idea here is that if we could take a lot of these savings and put it back into our own community, surely early childhood education, you know, back into taking care of our elders, which is really important to us as Native people, and really just kind of creating kind of an entrepreneurial ecosystem where, you know, I really see like Native people like contributing to the greater society in a way that is more in line with our value system as Native people. Because I really see like we're not in tune with this colonial capitalism system. So like if we're able to participate in a way that we can do it on our own terms, I could really see the disparities of our communities kind of start falling by the wayside. So that's why I really see renewable energy being a catalyst to really address the issues of missing and murdered Indigenous women, the, you know, substance abuse issues such as alcoholism, drug addiction, teen suicide, and this really being something that I think Native people could also be like kind of take ownership of. We already have this connection to the earth, and I think that for like our youth especially, I think sometimes they get oversaturated with like the images that they see in the media as far as like with the professional athletes and Hollywood, and they don't see themselves. And so they, I don't think they really know if they have a place in society. But I think this environmental movement is something that they can really take ownership of, and they can really see themselves in this and then participating with the world in that way. So that's why I feel like renewable energy is so important to tribal nations as a whole, because it's really going to give our children, our people, an opportunity to really participate in society in a way that we've never had before. So that's where I really see this being super exciting, and it just being kind of a catalyst for more and more Native people to just be involved and also healing a lot of what has taken place in our communities, but also too with the surrounding communities and with the general population. Do you know what I mean, Matt?
I totally do. I love it. I had never really put two and two together about moving to solar and the money that is saved and what could be done to reinvest back into the community. That's amazing. That's so awesome.
Yeah, and if I could just add real quickly to casinos, most of our tribal nations have casinos, and I just think about all the carbon that is being burned to power those lights. And I think to myself, if we could just add solar onto those, I mean, you know, if we could just implement renewable energy, you know, I imagine the savings we could have, and that money can go back into the community, you know, for more important things. And I think we have this notion that casinos were supposed to bring, we had this idea that casinos were going to make us prosperous and bring a lot of like health to our and wealth to our community. But in certain circumstances, that hasn't been the result. And so I think what it's brought is it's brought in a lot of negative energy into our communities. And so I think that with renewable energy, which is more sustainable, is that we can bring better energy, so to speak, into our communities that I think will be more sustainable and will be more healthier for the community so that it can thrive and move forward in a more sustainable way.
That's awesome. I love it. And that's like a perfect segue into the next question, which is really about, you know, another like energy shift, if you will, and focusing on saving and protecting Mother Earth, which is very important for the Native American community. And, you know, tell us more about that as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is really something that is, I believe, that is ingrained in Native people's DNA, and that is the protection of Mother Earth, of Father Sky. And really, that is ingrained in like us as Native people. And I just really see like when I'm working on solar and I'm working with, you know, other people that, you know, are Native, and they don't really necessarily have to be from the same tribe, but I think there's this connection that we share. And I'm kind of smiling right now because, you know, I'm thinking like just so beautiful to watch this. And like they just know that like what they're doing is like helping their community, what they're doing is helping the planet, and what they're doing is like something that is just comes natural to us. And so I think that, you know, that personally, that there's something that has been tapped onto here. I think it's something that Native people really, really need to focus in on. And, you know, I think this also leads to, you know, us were, you know, all the tribes here on Turtle Island, which we call the United States, or, you know, it's also called the United States, but Native people call Turtle Island. You know, I think it's all important that we all band together and sign on to things like the Paris Climate Treaty Agreement, or we're still in, show the rest of the world that the tribal nations inside this big government, the United States, is still committed to protecting this planet. And even though the United States backed out of this agreement, tribal nations inside this government are in. And so my idea on that is that we can't take back this land physically from the United States government, but we can take back this land morally. And so that is my call to all Native people across the country, is to talk to your tribal leaders, tell them that this is important, and tell them that you want to be involved in protecting the planet and protecting the sacred. And so that's where I really see, like, where I hope this is going. And this be an indigenous-led, just like out in Standing Rock, that was indigenous-led, and I think that this needs to be indigenous-led also, too, because I really do feel like Native people don't, especially tribal governments, don't really realize the power they have, and because we are the only people with our own governments inside this government. So I think there's a lot to be said about that, and there's a lot to be explored, and that's what I'm going to try and do, Matt.
That's awesome, Bob. So awesome. Now, you know, also too, speaking of Earth, your website is solarbear.earth. And just curious, why did you choose a .earth domain and how did you find it?
Oh boy, that is really good. So I have a friend, he's a really good friend of mine. He's Russian. He's one of my good Russian buddies. And we were just thinking about domain names for Solar Bear. And he was like, we should do .earth. And sure enough, we went and we saw it and we got it. And we just thought that that spoke to so much about what Solar Bear is about. As a matter of fact, in the Ojibwe language, Solar Bear is pronounced Gizi Somakwa. So Gizis meaning sun and Makwa meaning bear. And in our teachings, Gizis, the sun, there's a lot of creation stories around the sun in Native teachings. And Makwa, the bear, that's my mother's clan. So I just thought that I wanted to pay respect to my mother. And then I also wanted to talk about how, you know, the sun is so important to the earth and it gives life. And solarbear.earth just kind of brought all that together for me. And then someone said, well, are you naming your company Solar Bear because of the polar bears and their home is melting? And then I just thought, wow, that makes a lot of sense too. And so that's really, and someone else said, because you're doing solar, and it just was all kind of came in together. And I thought, wow, this is quite the, I wasn't trying to be a marketeer when I put all this together, but it all just came together like that.
That is so great. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, basically you got a double brand kind of thing going on here. And the best brands in marketing usually have that kind of double meaning going on in there. So that is super
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, Matt, that, and people think that, and other business owners will understand this when I say this, but I feel like Solar Bear has taken on a life of his own. And he's like his own person over there in his sunglasses. And he makes up things for me to do and get involved with that I don't even know what he's going to do next. And I just feel like Solar Bear is his own person. And I say to myself, Solar Bear, we can't do that. And Solar Bear is kind of like, oh, no, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. We can get that done. And I think other business owners will agree with me when you say that a business takes on a life of its own. And so I now know what that means, because Solar Bear is literally like, he's out there doing things like I don't even know what he's putting together next. But it's been really incredible. I feel like Solar Bear has made me a better person. He's made me care more, and he makes me want to do more. And I'm so fortunate to have come to be in collaboration with Solar Bear, because I just think that he's incredible. And that sounds so weird, but I think other business owners will agree with me that their businesses take on their life of their own, and it brings them into places that they never think they would go into. And it's true. I've heard that before. So
yeah, I totally get that. That's kind of like the voice inside your head, if you will, that keeps pushing you further. And speaking of pushing you further, you're running for office. Solar Bear's taking on a life of itself. Lots of stuff happening. What does the future hold for you and for Solar Bear and everything you're doing?
Well, my hope is that, you know, I won the seat in city council here, and St. Paul, Minnesota, and we turn this into the greenest city in the Midwest. Is what I want to do. And I think with Solar Bear, we're currently going to be, there's actually a couple of things differently that we have going on. We're looking at energy efficiency to complement our solar work, you know, whether that's doing audits, whether that's, you know, installing LED light bulbs, stuff like that. So that's another component that we want to bring on. The other thing is also portable solar trailers. So solar trailers that you can just trail behind your car, bring them out to the beach. Natural disasters, you know, so it's like taking case in point, Hurricane Maria, you know, down in Puerto Rico, you know, imagine putting, you know, a couple thousand Solar Bear 2000s down there, and that can generate power that can keep your medicine, could save lives. You know what I mean? And I think in a world where we're going to have more and more flooding, more and more tornadoes, more and more problems, I think it's really important that we're able to provide portable energy for people so that they can live. So, you know, I'm a big supporter of decentralizing the grid, microgrids, because extreme weather. I just saw on the news the other day, this tornado taking down all these power lines. You know, and so like, I think it's really important that we have, you know, portable renewable energy generators to go that we can dispatch to areas and where people are going to be affected, and that this can really help them. And it's going to save lives. It really is, because you think about medication and you just think about just the availability to be able to have portable energy is really going to be, I think, crucial with an ever-changing climate. And so we're going to have to learn to adapt and learn to change. And I think that these Solar Bear 2000s will really help us with that. So, yeah. So I'm really super excited for Solar Bear's future. And I just hope that this is going to be a really big part of what we do and how we bring energy democracy to the world. Also, too, real quickly, I was talking with Eisenhower Fellow from Vietnam, and I see us being able to ship Solar Bear 2000s over in other places where they don't have energy, and this can really teach them how to use solar, because everything will be in that portable energy system that they can teach their communities on how to put solar up in their homes or whatever. I mean, it could be used as like a training tool is the way I also see it going too. And not only that, though, you can take out to the beach, you can plug in your laptop, you can plug in your phone, you know, and it can also be a storage unit for traveling and stuff. So.
Yeah, I love the future vision you laid out there. And we certainly covered off on a lot of great things today. But before we sign off, Bob, is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, I would just say, don't forget to vote November 19, 2019 in St. Paul here in Ward 5 for Bob Blake for City Council. And also to thank you, Matt. I appreciate being on today. And I guess, you know, go Solar Bear, that Earth.
Yeah, there you go. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Bob Blake. And as you heard, he's the founder of SolarBear.Earth. He's also running for city office, and he has an amazing vision for really protecting the planet, protecting the Native American community, and protecting our future. And Bob, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.